Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's revolutionizing how we think about AI accessibility, BitNet distillation.
That's right. It's all about making those incredibly powerful but notoriously resource-hungry large language models, or LLMs, much more practical for everyday use. The core problem has always been their massive computational and memory demands.
Exactly. These models are amazing, driving everything from chatbots to research, but they require serious horsepower, memory, and often specialized hardware. This has been a huge roadblock for widespread adoption.
And that's where extreme quantization comes in. Think of it like compressing a high-resolution image to save space. For AI models, it means using fewer bits to represent the numbers, the weights, and activations that define the model's knowledge.
The ultimate goal is to get down to incredibly low bitrates, like 1.58 bits. Imagine a model using a fraction of the memory, running way faster, and working on less powerful hardware. That's the dream scenario Microsoft Research is chasing with BitNet distillation.
But here's the historical catch: while models trained from scratch at these ultra-low bitrates can perform well, simply converting an existing full-precision model, say, one using 16-bit floating-point numbers, FP16, to this low precision usually tanks its performance.
It's like trying to shrink a detailed photo without losing clarity. You often end up with a blurry mess. And this accuracy gap gets worse with larger, more complex models. That's a critical issue because most practical scenarios involve fine-tuning or deploying existing FP16 models, not retraining massive ones from zero.
This is precisely the problem BitNet distillation aims to solve. It's not about retraining from scratch, it's about a practical, efficient way to convert those powerful, pre-trained FP16 models into super-efficient 1.58-bit student models.
The goal is to achieve this conversion without a significant drop in accuracy. And the results Microsoft is reporting are pretty incredible: up to a tenfold reduction in memory usage and about a 2.65 times speed-up on CPUs, all while keeping performance comparable to the original FP16 models. This could be a total game changer.
Let's break down how they achieve this. The BitNet distillation process is a three-stage pipeline, and each stage tackles a specific challenge.
Stage 1 is architectural refinement with sub-LN. This is all about stabilizing the model's foundation. When you push precision down to extreme levels, models become super sensitive to small variations, leading to large activation variants, basically, numbers fluctuating wildly.
Right, it's like trying to build on shaky ground. To fix this, they use sub-LN, which stands for sublayer normalization. They strategically insert layer normalization inside each transformer block.
Specifically, it's placed right before the output projection of the multi-head self-attention module and before the feed-forward network's output projection. This acts like shock absorbers for the data flowing through the network.
It helps smooth out and stabilize the scales of the hidden states before they hit those quantized projections. This stabilization is crucial because it makes the optimization process much smoother and helps the model converge better when its weights are constrained to just minus 1, 0, and 1.
The paper shows better training loss curves with this adjustment. It's a clever way to prepare the model's structure for the intense constraints of extreme quantization.
But stabilizing the architecture is just the first piece. Stage 2, continued pre-training for weight adaptation, focuses on the weight distributions themselves.
If you try to directly fine-tune a quantized model on a specific task, the student model gets too little exposure to task-specific data to significantly reshape its original, full-precision weight distribution.
It's like trying to teach a new language with only a handful of phrases. So, BitNet distillation introduces a short, targeted continued pre-training phase. They take the partially quantized model and expose it to a massive, general dataset, 10 billion tokens from the Falcon dataset in this case.
This isn't full retraining, it's designed to gently nudge the model's weights. What they observed is that the weights start to concentrate near specific transition boundaries, the points where they'll eventually flip between minus 1, 0, or 1.
This concentration is key. It means that during later downstream task training, even small gradients have a much better chance of successfully flipping the weights into the correct ternary value. This significantly boosts the model's learning capacity for ternary constraints.
It's a smart way to precondition the model, making it more receptive to learning within those tight ternary limits, without the immense cost of a complete retraining from scratch.
And that brings us to stage 3, dual signal distillation for knowledge transfer. This is where the student model really learns from the teacher.
We're using the classic student-teacher paradigm here. The highly efficient 1.58-bit student model learns directly from a larger, more powerful FP16 teacher model. The goal is for the student to mimic the teacher's performance on the specific downstream task, but using its compressed representation.
This distillation uses two distinct signals. The first is Logit's distillation. The student tries to match the output probability distribution of the teacher. They often soften these distributions with a temperature parameter and use measures like KL divergence to guide the learning.
So, the student learns to predict the same likelihoods for different outputs as the teacher. The second signal is multi-head attention relation distillation, which is really innovative.
Inspired by methods like MiniLM, this focuses on transferring the underlying relationships within the model's attention mechanisms, the part that lets LLMs weigh input importance. It transfers knowledge from the query, Q, key, K, and value, V, matrices.
A neat part is that the student and teacher don't need the same number of attention heads, offering flexibility. It even allows distilling knowledge from just a single attention layer in the teacher.
The researchers found that combining both signals, Logit's and attention relation distillation, yields the best results. This dual signal approach ensures the student learns not just the teacher's outputs but also its internal reasoning processes, especially in the attention layers.
This fine-tuning stage is where the student model truly adapts to the specific task, leveraging the distilled knowledge from its powerful FP16 teacher.
Now, let's talk about the results. Stage 1, 2, and 3 are in place. How does it actually perform? This is where we dive into decoding the results.
Microsoft tested BitNet distillation on standard benchmarks like MNLI, QNLI, SST2 for classification, and CNN/DailyMail for summarization. They use Qwen3 backbones of various sizes, 0.6B, 1.7B, and 4B parameters, to check scalability.
They compared three methods: standard FP16 fine-tuning, the gold standard, naive direct fine-tuning of a 1.58-bit model, and their BitNet distillation method.
The accuracy results are striking. BitNet distillation consistently achieved performance remarkably close to the original FP16 models. For the Qwen3 models, the accuracy was practically on par.
Contrast that with the naive 1.58-bit fine-tuning. That approach showed a significant accuracy drop, and the gap widened considerably with larger models. It really highlights the problem BitNet distillation was designed to solve.
But the accuracy is only part of the story. The efficiency gains are where the real breakthrough is. On CPUs, they saw inference speeds about 2.65 times faster than the FP16 baseline. That's a huge improvement in processing speed.
And memory savings are even more dramatic, up to 10 times less memory required for the 1.58-bit student models compared to their FP16 counterparts. This opens doors for fitting powerful AI onto devices that couldn't handle it before.
How do they get these efficiency gains? They quantize activations down to INT8 precision. For backpropagation, they use the straight-through estimator, SAE, a common trick to allow gradients to flow through non-differentiable quantization operations.
Plus, the BitNet distillation framework is designed to be compatible with other post-training quantization methods like GPTQ and AWQ. This means you could potentially layer these techniques for even greater efficiency.
They also noted an interesting detail: the better the teacher model, the better the student. This reinforces that pairing a strong FP16 model with a 1.58-bit student via BitNet distillation is a particularly effective strategy.
So, let's zoom out and look at the big picture. What does BitNet distillation really represent?
It's a pragmatic, elegantly designed three-stage pipeline that offers a viable path to deploying highly efficient LLMs. It tackles the core challenge of extreme quantization, the accuracy degradation, by systematically addressing the failure points.
We saw how Stage 1, sub-LN, stabilizes the architecture, Stage 2, continued pre-training, reshapes weight distributions for ternary values, and Stage 3, dual-signal distillation, transfers knowledge from a powerful teacher.
The results: tenfold memory reduction, 2.65x speedup on CPUs, all while maintaining near FP16 accuracy, are tangible engineering benefits. This makes it incredibly valuable for real-world applications.
Especially for on-premise deployments with hardware limitations, or for edge devices like smartphones where computational resources are scarce. This makes advanced AI much more accessible.
The reliance on attention-relation distillation, building on prior work, explains the stability across different model sizes and tasks. And Microsoft making this practical with optimized CPU and GPU kernels in their BitNet repository is huge.
It significantly lowers the barrier for development teams. In essence, BitNet distillation provides a powerful solution to harness LLM capabilities in environments where they were previously impractical.
And importantly, without the prohibitive accuracy penalty or the immense cost of retraining from scratch. It's a significant step forward in making advanced AI more accessible, efficient, and deployable across a wider range of applications.
This leads us to the broader implications and future directions, which is really about democratizing AI. For too long, cutting-edge AI has been limited to well-funded labs and large corporations due to the sheer cost of training and deployment.
BitNet distillation, by drastically cutting resource needs, is a powerful tool in breaking down that barrier. Imagine a small startup that couldn't afford state-of-the-art LLMs now being able to distill one down and deploy it on modest infrastructure.
This isn't just about cost savings, it's about fostering innovation and enabling a more diverse ecosystem of AI applications. Plus, think about latency in real-time applications, every millisecond counts.
Highly quantized models can offer significantly lower inference latency, meaning faster responses and potentially life-saving improvements in critical applications like autonomous driving.
And let's not forget the environmental impact. Training and running massive AI models consume enormous energy. Making models more efficient also makes AI more sustainable, reducing energy consumption.
While BitNet distillation is impressive, it's part of an active research area. Future work might explore optimal bitrates for different tasks or architectures. Maybe 2 or 3 bits offer a better balance for some applications.
Also, the distillation process itself is ripe for exploration. Could we incorporate other forms of knowledge transfer, like intermediate layer representations or different gradient-based information?
The compatibility with other quantization techniques like GPTQ and AWQ is also key. This interoperability suggests BitNet distillation can be integrated into a broader toolkit of model optimization strategies.
Imagine a workflow where a model is quantized, then distilled with BitNet, and perhaps subjected to other compression methods. Combining these could unlock unprecedented efficiency.
We should also consider hardware. While current results show great CPU and GPU performance, the ultimate goal for edge applications is often specialized, low-power AI accelerators. Optimizing BitNet distillation for these platforms could unlock even greater gains.
This research also highlights a shift in deployment thinking. Instead of just building the biggest model, there's a growing emphasis on designing models with deployment constraints in mind from the start. Extreme quantization and distillation are becoming integral parts of the development lifecycle.
Think about a medical diagnostic tool on a portable ultrasound device. A full precision LLM is impossible. But a distilled 1.58-bit model might provide the necessary accuracy within the device's constraints, revolutionizing medical diagnostics in remote areas.
Or augmented reality glasses needing real-time translation. The AI needs to be incredibly fast and energy efficient. Extreme quantization is critical for making these futuristic applications a reality.
The distillation aspect is fascinating: knowledge compression and transfer. It's like taking a comprehensive textbook and creating a concise study guide. The teacher model is the textbook, and the student learns to distill that knowledge.
The fact that they can achieve this by mimicking not just final outputs but also internal reasoning, especially through attention, is a significant advancement. It shows a deeper understanding of how these models learn.
And the three-stage pipeline itself is a great example of modular design. It breaks down the problem into manageable, solvable stages: architectural stability, weight adaptation, and knowledge transfer.
This modularity makes the approach easier to implement and allows for future improvements in any single stage without disrupting the whole pipeline. New methods can be swapped in.
The emphasis on practicality is also crucial.
Providing optimized kernels bridges the gap between academic discovery and real-world application. When developers can easily integrate these components, adoption accelerates.
This is key to moving AI from the lab to everyday use. So, to recap, BitNet distillation is a significant leap in making powerful AI models more accessible and deployable.
By enabling extreme quantization without catastrophic accuracy loss, it solves a fundamental challenge. The three-stage pipeline is robust, and the impressive results in memory reduction and speedup, coupled with available code, position it for major real-world impact.
Approaches like this are paving the way for a future where advanced AI is not a luxury for the few, but a readily available tool for many. This democratization will undoubtedly lead to new innovations.
The journey of AI is far from over, but breakthroughs like BitNet distillation are critical milestones, bringing us closer to realizing the full potential of artificial intelligence for everyone.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time in AI, and BitNet distillation is a prime example of the kind of innovation that will drive us forward. Thanks for breaking it down with me today.
My pleasure.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Mbagu Media, Tech Talk.
We'll catch you next time.